The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. Lots to get to from the weekend. Good and bad. So let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel behind the glass. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. I did, from what I can remember.
Oh, boy.
Let's have some fun today. What's going on, Hoffman?
You know, sports and stuff. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just finally feel normal after overdoing it a little bit this week. Well, we had a great time at the release party. I want to thank everybody who came out. Aaron came out, and a lot of folks from the station came out to support it, and it was great, except for the fact that I didn't eat all day. And they had BBH there for me, so I started drinking BBH. Mm. Everything after about 6:30 is a complete mystery. So I do want to thank Jermaine helped me get home in one piece. So
there you go.
Thanks to him for that. But yeah, we had a great time, man. And it was funny though, because I got up about 4 in the morning the next morning and went to the garage to make sure my car was there. I had no idea how it got there, and I couldn't find my keys.
How did it get there?
Apparently somebody gave Val a ride home because she was a little gone too.
Not quite as gone as you.
She can't remember where the car keys are either. Geez. So but no, we had a good time, and then I was gonna take Sunday off and forgot that we made plans with Lawyer Dave and his wife to go to brunch. And when we sit down at the table, they've already ordered alcohol. So but you know what? It did a little bit of balancing thing, but we had a great time. And I highly recommend that. You know, I've talked about that place, The Rustic, before. They have a great brunch. I'm not a big brunch person. And in fact, the first time I went, they had it. And I'm like, I don't want to do brunch, man. I just want to get a... But we did it. And now it's like a regular thing. So if you're looking for something cool to do on a weekend morning, they have a nice one there. But yeah, it was interesting. I was still a little rough this morning, as you probably could tell from the meeting. But I'm great now. I'm ready to rock and roll. Pretty stoked. How was your weekend?
Not too shabby. I mean, it's funny how I'm so busy now that I don't really have weekends. Everything's just nonstop going. I'm writing, or I'm researching, or I'm doing this new job. There's not enough days in the week. I need that eighth day.
Yeah.
Preferably, like, it would be a third weekend day, not a sixth work day. I don't need that. But you know how it is.
If you had an eighth day, you would turn it into another work day.
Yeah, I feel like the way, and I remember when you started doing the sports map stuff, you were drained because it was a lot to handle. And that's about how I'm feeling right now. Hopefully it levels off and I can start to relax a little more on the weekends. Right now it's tough,
man. Yeah, and plus you got kids to deal with too.
Exactly. So. Which, by the way, we went and saw the Jackie and Me production.
Yeah.
At Main Street Theater. Really solid. It was a really fun play, great for kids. So if you're into history, or you want your kids to be into history of baseball particularly, it was a really good time. So both my kids enjoyed it. The wife went, she enjoyed it. So if you haven't heard of this, I think we've been giving away tickets on the air.
Yeah.
But go to culturemap.com and check it out. They've got some sort of a write-up about it, and you can get information on how to go and things like that. But it's a really good performance.
Cool. I may have to go check that out because I like going to plays, but it needs to be something I'm into. That kind of sounds like I would enjoy that. So, all right. 713-780-ESPN. A lot of sport over the weekend.
A lot of sport.
Oh, by the way, I want to also just let people know you've been doing a great job with the podcast with Brad Powers, we're going to start putting that on Sports Map so people can go there.
Cool.
And get it.
Yeah, so, another one posted today, in fact.
Yeah, so Josh is going to start putting that on Sports Map. It'll take you right to the pregame link, and stoked to do it. So yeah. Pink Valkyrie actually brought me home.
Oh.
Jermaine made sure I got upstairs.
Oh, that's good.
It was a team effort.
My
yeah.
goodness.
So thank those guys for that. But yeah, I still don't have my car keys. So
you don't know where they are still?
No, because I didn't really look too hard yesterday because I thought I had them and I somehow got home, but apparently Val did. So.
Is there potential that like someone? Oh, so the car's made it to your house?
Yeah, the car's there. I've got the car. I've got my backup keys. So
the keys are somewhere in your house.
That's the theory. Yes.
I was going to say maybe someone like gave them to the bartender or something, but if the car was able to get home.
No, the car got home, so they have to be there somewhere.
Yeah.
So.
If only you'd put one of those tile chips.
I have one. I just hadn't put it on there yet.
Well, doesn't do you much good in that case, does it?
Nope, I'm an idiot. But no, a good time was had by all. And I want to thank everybody who came out. Man, Matt Harab came out with his girlfriend.
How's your signing hand? Cramped?
Yeah, you know what? We sold a lot more than I remember.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that...
sorry, guys, if you went to the book signing and got there late and Fred's handwriting is just...
Well, my handwriting, you've seen my handwriting. It sucks to begin with.
Right.
You put that much alcohol on it.
I imagine it got pretty bad.
Yeah, but nice win for UH yesterday.
Man, that team is on a tear, and it's getting harder and harder to deny them. And they make it into the top 10 with the poll that came out today. You know, they were announced as a 3 seed by the committee,
and that was before that win yesterday.
They're 1 through 16. So, I think that you know there's a respect now that's going around for these Cougars. That's a good team.
I don't know, and we talked about this a lot last week. They haven't played any of the big dogs, so you don't know how they'd match up. But the more I watch them, I don't know that they can't match up with some of those teams. I mean, the way they play defense, and you know, they don't have NBA players on there, but they have a lot of guys who have totally bought into what Kelvin Sampson's selling. And the last couple minutes of that game where they just said, all right, you're not scoring.
Yeah.
And you know, and they weren't shooting the ball well either. Cincinnati plays really good defense too. They wound up shooting, I guess they shot 49% for the game, but down the stretch they weren't scoring a lot. But they did just enough, and it was fun to watch, man. And you know, 23-1, you can't really argue with that. And I think Cincinnati's probably their best win. Maybe LSU.
I think LSU's their best win. Yeah. LSU is another team who's kind of just on the outside looking in of that top 16, in my opinion. So yeah, I think that win looks better every single week. Now, granted, it was a home win, which you know it's still a win. It's better than a home loss, obviously. Right. I think they'll have chances down the stretch I don't know. I mean, I guess the UCF road win is a big road win, but for whatever reason, UCF isn't really respected nationally. So it seems like UH and Cincinnati are the two teams that people are measuring with in the AAC. So, I mean, the Cougars are going to go to Cincinnati, and they've got a chance. If they win that game, then I think they're all discussions about, you know, are they legit can cease.
Yeah. That's a good team that Cincinnati has.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't know how they lost to East Carolina. I don't know where that came from. But that's a good basketball team. And it was fun to watch, man. I watched that yesterday. And then I decided because somebody would ask us if we watched the AAF, I decided to watch.
You watched some?
I watched some of Memphis and Birmingham. And, you know, for everybody who's pumping their chest about the league outdrawing the NBA on Saturday night, the XFL did like a 10 its first game,
first
too.
Game,
The bottom line is for it to continue to do well, they're going to have to perform with the product on the field. And to be fair, I only saw the one game, and Christian Hackenberg was one of the quarterbacks. It looked like CFL in slow motion is what it looked like. I mean, it just not a good product. But the rules, some of the rules are interesting. I don't really like the one where you can only rush 5 guys and you can't disguise blitzes, like no corner blitzes and things like that. That's designed to make bad quarterbacks look pretty good and bad offensive lines hold up a little better. And I'm never a fan of let's overprotect bad units. But, yeah, I think some of the things like the kickoff, you know, not having a kickoff, you basically get the ball 25-yard line. And there is a there is an avenue where, in lieu of an onside kick, you can go for like a 4th and 12.
I don't like that either.
And I think, I don't know how they came up with 12. To me, it should be, the percentage should be roughly the same as getting an onside kick. So I think maybe it should be 4th and 20.
Well, percentage of getting an onside kick has gone down dramatically.
Right.
So, I mean, I think only 2 recovered in the NFL this year. So,
I wouldn't, I think 4th and 12, I don't want to say it's too easy, but I'm not a fan.
I just think it's punitive to the team that's got the lead. You know, it doesn't seem right. Like, they should, I don't know. I feel like you take turns getting the ball. That's the way football works. And if you're able to you know, pull something off that turns that around, then good on you. But I don't like the idea of just, okay, well, you scored. Here's the ball again. Now see if you can do it again.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right.
Well,
to me.
I mean, it's only in certain situations, though. You have to be down 17 or the last 5 minutes of the game.
Particularly, though, and the reason why I don't like the 4th and long thing is, a PI changes, I mean, it's everything. That's an automatic first down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is overcalled anyway, in my opinion. Yep. So, but yeah, I think it's, I'm intrigued by the rules, but just, and I'll give it some more, because I don't want to sit here and make a blanket statement about a league when I watched, you know, basically a quarter and a half of 2 really bad teams.
I didn't watch any of it, I'll be honest.
Well, I was just kind of curious.
I didn't care.
For what I was going to see, especially after the ratings did so well Saturday night. But, yeah, the quality of play was really, really bad. Just not – and it's early. I mean, it's like watching a preseason game because these guys are just getting started. So, again, I don't want to write it all off on that. But, yeah, it was pretty hard to watch. So,
hey, did you see that – so Joe Lunardi put out his bracketology, and he did have UH as a 3 seed. Wouldn't be an easy path for UH.
Yeah.
You want to hear the 1 through 6 seeds of that region?
Yeah.
The 6th seed would be Kansas State.
Okay.
Currently the leader of the Big 12.
I still take my chances against them.
5 seed would be Iowa State.
Okay.
4 seed, the defending national champion, Villanova Wildcats.
Okay, that's I hope you don't run into them.
3 seed, UH.
Okay.
2 seed, the Michigan State Spartans.
Okay.
The 1 seed... Duke.
Yeah, you know that's. I mean, you know it's going to happen, right? They're going to put wherever UH goes, whether they wind up, even if they get to a 2, they're going to wind up playing. They're going to be in Duke's region.
Yeah. Watch.
But that's all right. That's, hey.
But I mean, honestly, like, ideally, I think that the division or the bracket that people want to get into, the region people are going to want to get into, is Tennessee. That's the most vulnerable 1 seed, in my opinion. Duke, Virginia, and Gonzaga, to me, are on a different level. I guess North Carolina is pretty high up on that list, too. But
yeah, I mean, they could conceivably have 3 number 1 seeds out of that conference.
They could.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but I think
it's possible. It would take Tennessee starting to lose some games, but that's not out of the question. I think they probably will lose a couple down the stretch. But there's still games to be played between Virginia and North Carolina, including one tonight. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how the ACC shakes out. But, yeah, there's not going to be an easy route for anybody this year.
No, but... You know what, I kind of wrote this today. I just had a little article on them. If you'd have told me before the season that not getting to the Sweet 16 would feel like a disappointment for UH,
right?
I'd have been like, oh, okay, I'll take that. All right, guys, I have to tell you about Innovative Lasers of Houston. It was funny, people were making fun of me because my pants were falling off over the weekend because I've lost 7 inches now with the Zorona laser treatment, and I'm going to go back for another round here. Starting later this week. And I'm telling you, they guarantee you're going to lose 3 to 11 inches in just 2 weeks. It's that simple. Basically, there's no pain. There's no recovery time. There's nothing. You basically just lay there for 20 minutes, and then you do another 20-minute session, and you're done. And I sit there and listen to music, and the ladies there are so helpful. They put you on a program that's going to work for you. And you're going to lose inches in fat, and you're going to get more energy, and it's going to change your life. All you have to do is give them a call, 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5. You're going to get 50% off the regular price. How about that? Hell of a deal. That's 281-888-3094. and mention ESPN 97.5, or just go to innovativelasersofhouston.com. The consultation's free, so not going to cost you anything to go find out what they're about. Get three sessions free with this offer, 50% off the regular price. InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN 281 asked, why was Hoffman at the station this morning? Didn't think he got up that early. Is that a management thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, there's meetings start early on Mondays around here. I skipped the meeting that I came in early to go to because John called in sick and Lance was in here. It was just Lance and Dell. So I tried to get a producer to come in so Dell could come and sit with Lance. Couldn't get one to come in until 9. So I got here, and I sat with Lance until that producer showed up, and long story.
But you still had two other meetings after that, right?
Still had two other meetings after that.
Hey, I keep
I'm a team player.
I keep mine short.
You do keep yours short, and I thank you for that.
Okay, so we solved the key thing. Ray Ray is the one who gave her a ride home, and he has my keys.
Okay.
So that was easy enough. 713-780-ESPN. Chase wants to know, are you in charge of the internship hires? Or is that Tyler handling that?
Tyler handles interns.
Yeah, so tyler.scott@galmedia.com. Yeah,
that's one of the that was like a hard line drawn where like, these are all the things you deal with. And I said, that's not on me.
Yeah, but Tyler's great to deal with, so email him. And we do separate interns for SportsMap on occasion. So if it's something you're interested in there, just email me. We've had a couple that did really well, And it's a good opportunity to do some writing, learn how to do some editing, maybe some video editing. But we'll definitely take submissions for that as well. Edwin says, even with all those rules, Hackenberg was garbage.
Yeah.
It was a hard watch, man. And Daniel asks, with their goal to be a feeder league for the NFL, isn't the rule changes for their league designed to rush up the learning curve? I don't know how it helps you develop offensive linemen, if that's what your goal is. Or even well-rounded cornerbacks and things like that. So I don't know. I mean, I don't like the five-person rush thing. I do think it's a good opportunity.
So like it's a penalty if you rush more than five?
Yeah, apparently. But I think I like the idea of trying out
some. This league is stupid.
Well, I like the idea of trying out some rules that the NFL might want to look at, which is kind of what they're doing. So. 469 asking, how do we find your basketball picks now since you're not putting them out on Twitter?
They are available at pregame.com.
Yep. Go check them out. We continue to expand our relationship with the guys at Pregame. Hey, did you see the Silva fight Saturday night? I didn't get a chance.
I did.
I was passed out, so I didn't see it. Kind of curious how it went.
It was fun. It was a fun fight. I mean, the right guy. Adesanya he's the better fighter at this point, but it was competitive, and I don't think, you know, there were people who thought Anderson was just going to go in there and get smoked, but you kind of got to remember that guy, he's pretty good too.
Yeah.
And he's been doing this for a long time, you know, so I thought it was a good fight. It was overall a pretty poor pay-per-view, and it was a poor pay-per-view.
Well, didn't you lose a fight, right?
They lost the main event 7 hours before pay-per-view time. Robert Whittaker had an emergency hernia surgery, and it had twisted bowels. I mean,
you can't fight with that. What
they said, if he would have got hit in the stomach, it could have been fatal.
Oh, that I'd have paid for that,
because he was like, he's you know, from New Zealand, so he's like, oh, I want to fight anyway.
Of course, they're
like, dude, you can't. You could die. He's like, oh, to hell with it. I'll just do it anyway. And then like his wife and they're like, no, that's not acceptable. Which it's a bummer they lost that fight, but it is what it is. I mean, no one had to buy it. If you bought early, like if you buy the pay-per-view early and they lose the main event, you can get your pay-per-view money back. They offered full refunds at the gate. And I don't think they had that many refunds, even though the whole reason the fight card was in Melbourne was for Robert Whittaker. So, but I mean, you know, people are going to watch anyway.
Well, Silva, still a big name.
Still a big name. And anytime you get a chance to see somebody like that fight, you should take it.
Yeah, because how many are we going to get?
How many do you have left? That's the question. It's like I go see Bob Dylan, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, is that the same Bob Dylan I would have heard in 1973? Probably not, but 5 years from now, I probably can't say, oh, I'll just go to the Bob Dylan show. So it's is what it is.
Do you still watch Fedor when he does?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah.
He's still like my favorite. And I still get sad when he loses. I'm like, it's very emotional for me when watching him lose. It stresses me out. I don't like it.
So you watched every Texans game this year quite closely, right?
I didn't watch any. Oh.
Texans.
Oh.
We're taking just a slight step up from the AAF.
Oh.
I keep wanting to call it AAC.
Did I watch any Texans games? Yeah, I watched.
We watched a few, right?
I watched a handful.
All right, and we know the offensive line was garbage. What was the other position that we said all year was like,
I mean, cornerback.
Cornerback, right. This is why Pro Football Focus is no longer relevant. They put out their top five cornerback overall grades from the AFC South.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, DJ Hayden, 74.8. Number four, A.J. Bouye, 75.7. Number three, Pierre Desir, 77.5. Number two, Jonathan Joseph, 80.4. Number one, Kareem Jackson, 85.7.
Barely even played cornerback.
Well, he played a lot over the second half, and he wasn't as good. So I think that number is probably
skewed.
Yeah, but
well,
so they had the best two cornerbacks in the AFC South, according to these knuckleheads.
Well, hey, good for them, right? Did you see that they also... They, despite the fact that there's only four teams in the AFC South, they have the fifth best center.
I saw that.
Is that good or not?
I'm going to go with that. That's below average.
Yeah.
That's below average.
So Nick Martin, fifth best center in the AFC South. Evan Bame and Ryan Kelly from the Colts rank higher. Former Texan Ben Jones ranked higher, and Brandon Linder from the Jags ranked the highest. So, and by the way, it wasn't even close. So the top four, well, number one was seven. He had a 74.4. Linder did. The next three, Kelly 69.9, Ben Jones 69.8, Evan Bame 69.3, Nick Martin 59.3, 10-point drop off to fifth. And we talk about, and I don't, I guess I've never really understood the love affair with Nick Martin, because he's hardly ever on the field. And when he is, he's like an impact guy.
Well, that's the thing. He actually played a full season this year. Just not very well.
Everyone's like, oh, well, we're good at center, but.
No, you know what it goes back to? It's one of those where everybody says they don't invest draft picks in the offensive line. No, they do. They just don't work. Xavier Suofilo. And I don't, you know, I think. And again, I'm not putting too much credence into these rankings, because once you figure out how they're done, that they're really just somebody's opinion. You know, I can put numbers on an opinion from watching guys play too.
Yeah.
But, I don't think I dispute this too much.
I don't think I do either.
I haven't watched enough center play for
the Colts. I don't know about the backup
Colts.
Center for the Colts, but yeah.
Yeah.
So. I don't think Nick Martin's anything special. But Texan fan will defend Nick Martin and be like, oh, we need to fix the tackles.
You do need to fix the tackles.
And they do. And you say, well, what about the guards? Oh, we need some new guards, too. We need to upgrade. What about center? Man, we drafted Nick Martin. What are you talking about? We're good there.
Well, you should be good there, but I don't think
he's not that good.
He hasn't developed into the player you thought he would be when you drafted him. He's been close for where you drafted him. And again, that goes back to it's not failure to invest in the position. It's failure to find players at the position in the draft.
Yeah.
Because that's 2 second-round picks. Theoretically, that should be those two guys should be your interior offensive linemen for as long as you want them.
Yeah.
And one of them is still with the team. One of them's, you know, bounced around since and played okay for the Cowboys this year, but still. But I don't know that I'm ready to write the guy off after really this being his first full season. But, boy, you better see some significant improvement.
The fact that he's only had one full season is pretty frustrating. Yeah, well, three.
And that's the thing. I think that's stunted his development. But
I mean, you could say the same thing for Will Fuller.
Yeah.
But although Will Fuller, when he's been on the field, has been better.
At least had an impact.
But that, man, that 2016 draft is starting to look not so great. Will Fuller, first round. Nick Martin, second round. Braxton Miller, third round.
Dead.
Oh, he's not on the team?
Dead.
How about fourth rounder, Tyler Irvin?
Dead.
How about KJ Dillon?
I think he's still around.
I think he is, too. DJ Reader, still around.
Yeah, good pick there. He's probably the best pick of that group.
He probably is. That's the end of it. That's their draft. Yeah. That's their draft class. Mm.
DJ Reader.
And like seven games of Will Fuller.
Yeah.
KJ Dillon is now playing in the AAF.
Damn. RIP. Well,
could the obsession with Nick Martin be how great people see his brother being, and just they hope that he blooms into Zach Martin overnight?
I mean,
with one good night of sleep,
it could be, because maybe the obsession with him is relative to the other guys that got drafted that class. Nick Martin's a star.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go star, but
compared to,
you know what? It's one of those things where, when you draft a guy where they did, and yes, his brother's pedigree pretty damn good, you expect more out of him. And I think you see things like that and you just go, really? This is what we got? And yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I didn't follow the backup Colt center enough to tell you. But I mean, I watched enough to know that Nick Martin wasn't good. And I mean, there were times he was okay. So, I mean, that grade doesn't really surprise me.
No.
To really be the fourth best in there.
That is a little embarrassing.
Yeah, in a four-team division. And then, but to see that, and then also see them have the two best graded cornerbacks? Really? How did they grade out when they were trying to chase T.Y. Hilton all over the field? Just curious. All right, we're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, check this out. There's a brand new technology that's going to drive your wife or your girlfriend wild for Valentine's Day. And it's probably not the technology that you're thinking about. It's some other technology. It's called Micro Velvet. It's created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram. It's found only in the Tempting Touch PJs. And you're like, what are Tempting Touch PJs and why do I care? It's just the softest and most luxurious pajamas that's ever been invented in the history of the whole world and time. So it's that softer than whatever. Think about the softest thing you can think about. It's a little bit softer than that. Go to pajamagram.com and get her what she deserves. Blissful comfort. That's what she needs. They're relaxing to wear, irresistible to touch. And when she's happy, you'll be happy. That's the way Valentine's Day works. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting. Plus, no need to gift wrap, because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery by Valentine's Day. Guaranteed. Lock it in. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs today. Tell them AJ Hoffman with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Texas A&M versus Georgia. College basketball. Tuesday at 5:30 on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz, and that means we'll be off at 5:30 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Aggie basketball. Texter asked, you think Samson starts getting phone calls from NBA teams, or is he too old? Guy can coach.
So a buddy of mine who went to Indiana, he's an Indiana basketball fan, a big Indiana basketball fan. So somebody on Indiana basketball Twitter says Houston's 22-1. Or no, I guess it's a text from his buddy from college. Houston's 22-1. Can we go after that coach? No, probably not going after that particular one. Maybe, I mean, there's a lot of other schools that probably should be thinking about going after him, but Yeah, Indiana, I would say not high on the list.
From what I understand, he really just likes it here. And
good.
And kind of like
they're treating him right.
Dana. And the reality is he's going to get paid. They pay him well.
And he's doing well with what he's got.
And you know, he's built this thing up now in 5 years at his age. And I do think there are some people who will still hold what happened against him, even though, like I said, I don't think it was that
who cares?
Terrible. But, he's doing fine.
I think he's doing fine.
So the other big news is Kareem Hunt has a new home.
Yeah, which, listen, I mean, I think it's a great signing by the Browns. But, man, I feel like they've got something in Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
So I'm not real. I guess it's a little bit puzzling. But when you think about the fact that, you know, Kareem Hunt's probably going to be sitting out for a reasonable amount of time, then it's not the end of the world. He'll be a restricted free agent once the 1 year deal is up, and I guess they'll go from there. But, you know, once you realize, well, he wasn't arrested, he didn't face charges, like
there will be some punishment that he'll have to go through.
There will be, but. And, I mean, it's obvious that he did what he's accused of.
Yeah.
But the guy is too young and too talented for someone not to pick that guy. It's not like the Ray Rice thing. And the Ray Rice situation was different because Ray Rice was not in the prime of his NFL career. So teams decided, well, we'd rather not take the PR hit and sign Ray Rice and get, you know, clearly diminished version of Ray Rice. Whereas Kareem Hunt is still one of the best running backs in the world. So if you can get him at a discount and the price you pay is a PR hit, the Browns are like, oh, okay, we'll take that.
Yeah, I don't blame the Chiefs for cutting him because he lied to him.
Yeah.
And that was really the big problem with it. But the reality is, and say the same about most things in life, if the one thing I didn't like was their statement, you know, they dropped that due diligence in there. Don't do that. Anytime you use that, you're trying to hide behind the fact that, listen, man, we're going to give this guy a chance because he's still got talent.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, he did take responsibility for it. He is working to get through it. I'm okay with all that. But let's not drop due diligence in there, man. That just makes it look like, okay, well, there's some things in there we're not crazy about, but hey, that's one of those phrases you should never use.
Yeah.
That or witch hunt. Like, this is a witch hunt. Just don't do that. But he'll get some discipline and hopefully, and obviously if the guy screws up again, then he'll be gone.
Well, it's going to be, I'll say this, and this doesn't really matter for real life NFL, but for fantasy football purposes, it's going to be tough to draft Browns running backs because Nick Chubb is obviously, he looks like he's going to be a really nice player. Duke Johnson just signed a 3-year deal. He's like their receiving back, and then they're going to have Kareem Hunt now. So there's a lot of guys who could be getting touches back there.
Yeah. Yeah. I when the Bears first sounded interested, that was the one that I kind of thought, you know what? That makes some sense.
Yeah.
But Paul C. says Browns are a perpetual PR hit. No risk for them. So. And so we asked, didn't the Stros use that wording with Osuna? Yep,
yeah,
they did.
That's exactly what they said.
Yeah, and you never should do that. It basically, for one thing, it doesn't mean a damn thing. It really doesn't.
No.
Because your due diligence and my due diligence might be a little bit different. My due diligence might be to say, hey, do you know Kareem Hunt? Is he a good guy? Yeah, he's a good guy. Okay, did my due diligence. Yours might be to do some actual investigating. So, yeah, it's one of those things that I cringe whenever I hear that or see it because it almost sounds like, okay, we're trying to hide something here. Just come out and say, listen, the guy screwed up. He knows he screwed up. Getting counseling for it. We think he's got some upside. And we think he can help our team. And if he screws up again, he's gone. And if he doesn't, then we get a hell of a player.
Yeah, we lucked out.
Yeah. But nobody wants to do, due diligence. We did due diligence. 713-780.
Due diligence to me seems like, well, We're pretty sure he's not going to do this again.
Yeah, Bob says he's okay. And you know, Bob, I know pretty well. So, yeah, I think he's going to be okay. Steven has an interesting question. Is 31 too old to be a sports map intern? Not really. Not really. If you're willing to put in the time. I'm not an ageist.
No? Yeah, you try to pretend like age is just a number as your old body falls apart.
Yeah, well, I mean, at some point it's going to be a number that puts me in the grave. But until then, you know, it is just a number. It doesn't, you know, doesn't mean a damn thing. I still like to have fun like I'm 25. I do it a lot less now. I realize that.
Because it hurts you?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's not like, you know, even 5 years ago, I could do stuff like that 3 times a week and be fine.
Yeah.
Now it's like once every 2 or 3 months.
Did you notice it today, like when you were prepping for the show, did you notice that today is going to end up being way sportsier than...
Yeah.
It's almost like a football Sunday or a football Monday. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we've done this long enough that, you know, during football season, we just chalk it up. Monday is going to be a pretty sportsy show.
Yeah, at least the first 2.5 hours. Maybe we squeeze something in at the end, but yeah.
By Wednesday, we don't have to be sportsy on Wednesday. That's like our... It's kind of like the wild card day during football season. And then Thursday and Friday, you start talking about what's coming up that weekend again. Yeah. But yeah, when I was like, man, there's not that there's not some stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of sports. It's heavy sports, light stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff like I want to get into what Justin Verlander had to say. We got Kyler Murray to talk about. Yeah. There's a bunch of things from the weekend. So
I want to get into some wings.
Yeah, well, so do I. There's nothing like Big City Wings. That's my favorite wing spot on the planet. And somebody tweeted me this weekend. They went to the one in Kingwood, and they really liked it. And I appreciated that because I was probably asleep by the time I got the tweet. But, hey, Big City Wings is Houston's wing joint, and guess what? Crawfish season. So they're serving up crawfish by the pound, wall-to-wall TVs to watch every sports that you want. You want to go watch AAF and college basketball at the same time this weekend? Well, this is your place to go. And you can do corporate events. They're big on wings, big on specials, and big on sports. 7 convenient locations, including the new one in Kingwood. You can experience the Big City Wing treatment today. Here's what I love about them. It's not just the wings, man. They've got great burgers, loaded baked potatoes, all kinds of great menu items that are fantastic. So when I go, I like to get wings and something else. That's how good they are. And they also have specials every single day. How about this? For a Monday, 70-cent chicken tenders all day. And 34-ounce Big Brew Night. And then tomorrow, 2 for Tuesday wings and tea time with $3 Long Island iced teas. That's on a Tuesday. You can do this any day of the week. They've got a great special. So go by and check them out. You can find the location nearest you at BigCityWings.com. You can follow them on social media. Facebook and Instagram is just Big City Wings. Twitter, it's Big_City_Wings. Check them out today, BigCityWings.com. Finish at the first rapper on Mars. Walk my word, I'ma make my mark. Even when they start that martial law, even when these Martians alienate, my mental state is still at heart. Look at my eyes, tell me I died, tell me I tried. Took up a miles, tell me you love me, tell me that I don't give a f. I'm really decide. Wish a good life on my enemies, all of my energy. Go to the almighty God, I keep drowning the body. What energy? Few amenities, I'm getting better with time. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Couple of things from Twitter. Kenny says True Detective last night, pretty solid, right? I haven't seen it yet, so don't
finally
spoil it.
I'm gonna watch back in the game.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it tonight when I get home, but I was watching Maple Leafs Rangers and fell asleep before True Detective last night, so
it
I
was
haven't
good.
Recorded
it was good, particularly the finish. It was a strong finish.
Oh, good. So, and there's only 2 left after this, right? This
2 is, left.
Yeah, wow.
They're peaking at the right time, though.
That's good. I'm looking forward to it.
And it's, you know, like with Game of Thrones, you think, oh, there's only 6 episodes left. How the hell are they going to finish it? This one feels like the pacing of it. It was fast early, slow in the middle.
Yeah.
Now it looks like it's ramping up to finish, and it feels like it's going to finish right on time. It feels like they've got about 2 hours of good, solid material left.
Okay.
So I think I'm pleased with the pacing of it, even though there's been episodes where I was like, more could have happened.
The last episode was, I thought they spent a little too much time at the end on the reveal. But
which is fair.
But that's small. I mean, that's small criticisms, frankly.
This episode, this is arguably the best episode since the first one.
Ooh, okay.
Or I guess the first two. The first two were both badass.
Yeah, those two were terrific.
So this is the best episode since opening night of True Detective.
I mean, 3, 4, and 5 were good, but not
mind-blowing.
No, they kind
of... Like this one, this is one of those ones when it was over, you're like, no! And you knew because it was feeling like... I was like, even my wife said, God, it feels like this episode's lasted more than an hour. And I could tell... Right when they were going to go.
Yeah.
And they did. So it's, they did a good job with it though. You'll enjoy it.
So, guess what's on Sports Map right now? The College Basketball Dream Podcast with, Brad Powers and AJ Hoffman.
Oh, hey now.
So, that's there. Palillo has a, video up on the Cougs being a 3 seed on the in season look at the bracket. Joel has a column up on what's next for the Rockets in the buyout market. He kind of goes through some options that may be available. I wrote a little column on UH and how they should have high expectations being 23-1.
All right.
Jovan has what sports to step into when you need to step away from running. So our fitness column. And so lots of good stuff for a Monday. I did not write on the AAF.
No? Yeah. You don't have a someone that's going to be their job?
No, probably not. I think we are going to ratchet up our UH basketball coverage here down the stretch.
As you should.
Because there's a lot of interest in them right now. So, hey, let's squeeze in a call. We'll get to the Kyler Murray at the top of the hour. Let's get Gary on. What's up, Gary?
Gare Bear!
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, sports, Gary.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I'm not really one for the radio, but I just had a quick question for you. I'm a longtime listener, and I know you guys do a lot of talk about a lot of online betting. Where's a good site that I could go on to, because I'm new to online betting?
All right. Well, how about we have two that sponsor this station in one way or the other. One is BetDSI.com. And Fred, the other is?
MyBookie, which I have used pretty much exclusively for the last couple of years and have not had any issues. And when I have had questions, they've answered them. The customer service has been great. So
let me say, and if you are new to this, that's good. Well, I mean, I guess it's good if you've got money to play with. That's good.
Yeah, well, let's start with that. If you're going to get into it, make sure that whatever it is you're betting is recreational
disposable
money.
Income.
Yeah.
So here's the other thing, though. As you get more involved in sports betting, I think it's important to have more than one out, more than one book where you can make bets at, because you want to shop for the best value, right?
Yeah.
So if book A says, you know, I'll give you this team at 7 points, and this one says I'll give you this team at 6.5 points, I mean, I'm going to take the 6.5 over the 7, obviously. Or if you're playing money lines, and the biggest discrepancies for me are on fight prices.
Yeah,
because obviously people try to stick their lines pretty close together. Usually it's maybe a half point difference, something like that. But with fight lines, it can be one guy can be like +150, and then on another side he's +135, and it's like, dude, I mean, that's a pretty good chunk of money.
Well, especially depending on how much you're throwing out there.
But I mean, let's say if you're putting, if that's the difference, and you're putting down $500, that's an extra $75 of comeback money that you could be just leaving on the table.
Yeah, and I highly recommend you spend the $12.99 on the audiobook AJ and I did. If you're just getting started, you know, not to plug that, but it's really good and it answers a lot of this. But
it does answer a lot of questions.
I don't encourage people to start if they're not doing it. It just To me, unless you're just doing it for recreation and fun, I have no problem. I mean, that, fine. It's like, if you want to spend $100 on gambling for the weekend instead of going out to the bar and spending $100, that's totally cool. As long as that's money that you have, but don't go using your credit cards. Don't use money you don't have. Don't try to bet to make the money back that you already lost. I mean, there's a lot of tips that are in that audiobook that I think are really good. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So still a lot of sports to get to. We got to get to Kyler Murray in the next segment, I think.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about that. Justin Verlander had some interesting stuff to say that I think I'd like to.
I think there's plenty to dig into on that.
Yeah. So, and Kerry brings up a good point. Tell him to be mindful of the bonus match money. Be careful about, make sure you read the fine print before you take bonuses.
So almost every book will offer some kind of a bonus.
Right.
But because, well, they're not dumb. So if you say, okay, I'm going to put in $1,000 and they're going to match me $1,000. They're not going to let you just, okay, make a $100 bet, you lose that, and then you cash out your $1,900.
Right.
That's not how it works. You have to do what's called a rollover. So whatever your bonus is, you have to roll over a certain amount before you're allowed to get that money back. You have to play that money. Like, you have to risk it,
right,
it along the way. So
yeah, just be careful when you sign up to make sure you read the fine print on that. And like, the only bonus I take on my bookie is I get 8% back on my horse bets. You have to bet a certain amount to do that, which I do. So that turns into a, you know, you can turn a losing day into a break-even day with that kind of return.
Yeah.
So just, but you do have to bet a certain amount, and I do, when I do play horses, I pump quite a bit. So. Yeah.
Well, you're a rich.
I'm not a rich. I'm just a human.
I'm here doing $2 parlays all day.
Yeah.
Guys, over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took their free career evaluation last month. They started 2019 in a bad job, or they started 2019 not making enough money, and they went and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with no IT experience. Helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. It's not too late for you either. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you'll attend classes on campus or live online. Just 2 times a week, you'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.